Good morning. And how are you? Today in the second reading, it's one of my favorite readings because it talks about the need for the Holy Spirit when we go to pray. And so he's clear about us. He says that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. Huh? So there's a couple things going on there. Is one that we don't know how to pray. I know some of you are older and prayed all your life. I'm a professional prayer, if you will, every day for an hour. But God tells me, he tells you, we don't know how to pray. Why? Because often in prayer, we like to be in control even of our prayer life, right? That, okay, God, this is my prayer. This is what I want you to do. You know, people that are listening to me right now around everywhere, they got their little blue books. And when you have your little blue books, the Piata books, it says, if you say this many, today's the Feast of St. Bridget, and if you say this many prayers and the Blessed Mother asks to appear to you, come on. That's superstition, where we're trying to make God do things for us. That's not prayer led by the Holy Spirit. It's a totally different prayer when we pray in the Holy Spirit. Because what we do is, you know, the weakness in us is that brokenness. Because when we pray in the Holy Spirit, as I've talked about before, when we go in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit takes us up into the very mystery, the very relationship of the Trinity. And what is that relationship of the Trinity? We call God is love. And so when you and I go to pray, that should be the place we feel the most loved, because we get caught up into the ecstasy of the Trinity. And the mystics talked about this, huh? Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity had a great thing about being caught up into the Trinity and being know that you're loved. But when we usually just say our prayers, we say them to get them over with, we say them to get something from God, instead of just to be with the God of the universe who loves us, and that we know we're loved when we're in his presence. So that brokenness inside of us is that not accepting the love of God. That's why when we go to pray, nothing changes a lot. But when you and I, when we go to pray, if we never enter prayer without first going to the Spirit and asking the Spirit to pray with you and through you, because God lives inside of you, that when you surrender to this, then you will not just go through the motions. The Spirit will take you into the essence of the Trinity. So why? It says so that we can do the will of God. So the best thing I can tell you is in your prayer, say your prayers as always, but before you say your prayers as always, ask explicitly that the Holy Spirit would lead your prayer. The Holy Spirit would help you to experience the presence of the Trinity. And that you would do God's will. That means you surrender your will to the will of God, which is always better, right? God loves you more than you love yourself. And if we really found that in prayer, we wouldn't have to be telling God, this is what you need to do with me, God, because I don't know you understand how much I need this. He understands more than anything else in your life. He loves you more than you could ever know. But you and I, when we go to pray, we can't just do it on our own power. We need to do it in the Holy Spirit. So please, do what you do. But from now on, say, Spirit of the living God, however you do that, you take control of my prayer so that you never do it under your own power, and then always say, your will be done. And watch what God will do for you and for me. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made sure to know his love today and forever. Amen.